Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today on the program. We have Shoaib Aslam, the co-founder of Pearl Chartered Accountants, a UK-based chartered accountancy firm that has multiple locations across London. They are experts in helping startups and established businesses with all aspects of growth, strategy, scaling up, accounting, and tax planning. And Mr. Aslam, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Hi, Eric.
And a hello to you and a good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the program. So for starters, Mr. Aslam, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself as you are now in the accountancy profession and as an entrepreneur. And how did you start all this at the age of 18? That is quite impressive.
Well, no, thanks for that, Eric. I started off at the age of 18, left straight after A-levels. I knew I wanted to become a very successful chartered accountant and a businessman. Started off my apprenticeship with a small accountancy firm where I gained various aspects of accountancy and tax experience, and later joined PricewaterhouseCoopers. As you're aware, that's the largest accountancy firm in the world. I studied for my ACA with PwC, qualified, and later decided to set up a leading practice, which it's renowned for now for freelancers and businesses in the UK.
And that is most outstanding. Awesome details right there. Now, what made you stand out from all of your competitors? I'm sure that could be a helper to get some of those details.
Well, I mean, it was really evident to see that in the UK, there's a huge gap in the market for accountants not providing growth and, sort of business mentoring services and other related services. So that's exactly what I wanted to reach out for. And having that quality rather than, just the standard approach of having a dedicated accountant or a personal assistant or a bookkeeper. We wanted to go out of our way, help our clients grow, and essentially would grow with them. And that's pretty much that's been happening in the last 5 to 10 years. We've seen clients, start off at £100,000 or £50,000 investment 8 years ago, and today they're making millions. And as a result, obviously, we've grown with them as well. And I think that's really what we want to see with our clients.
And that's quite a vision as well. Good stuff. If you were able to sit down yourself 10 years ago, what advice would you have given to your younger self? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Absolutely. I think the most important aspect is processes, and that's, a lot of people say hard work. I think hard work but smart is the answer. When you've got the right processes, the right automation, as you know, we're in the 21st century. So software integration is one of the most important aspects and vital today. We've certainly achieved that at the moment now and seen the advantages of having that in our business, along with implementing that for our clients as well. I think 10 years ago, if we focused on that, would be a lot more further today, along with the right marketing techniques. As you know, marketing develops and essentially evolves as Google evolves. So it's something I think we could have significantly benefited 10 years ago.
And certainly appreciate your thoughts there. Most helpful today. We're joined by Shoaib Aslam, the co-founder of Pearl Chartered Accountants, a UK-based chartered accountancy firm that has multiple locations across London here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Aslam, what's the biggest impact that you've had at your past organization? Talk to us about that looking back.
I think it's definitely going to be the ability to develop our talents for some of the previous companies I've personally worked for, and training up some of the new apprentices, for instance. And I think that has a huge knock-on effect. If you're given the right training, you know, right on the job training, as well as you know, the academical side as well, that can go a long way in improving not just the core business that may be required, but also for instance some of the soft skills required in selling and marketing as well.
Yeah, good stuff right there, and certainly appreciate your sharing some of your past and impact from your past organization. Now, also love to get some information here on this as well. Per your experience, you started out real young, you've seen a lot over the years. What's the most important asset to your business? Give us some of those details.
I think one of the most important assets to any business should, you know, normally be the people. I think if you've got the right people working for you with the right attitude, you know, you can go a very, very long way. Having said that, though, I think coupled with that in the 21st century, you're also looking at perhaps softwares now as well. For our business, I think, you know, we use a number of softwares that are all automated, which provide the highest quality of service to our clients. So I think coupled with, you know, the manpower, I think that artificial intelligence that comes from automations and softwares is vitally important. So I'd say people and the softwares.
Certainly outstanding. Certainly appreciate the information shared here today. I'd love to get one more bit of advice from you here today before you take off. Tell us, as we have entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in today, or someone with a business idea like you had years ago who doesn't know what to do next? What would you tell that type of person tuning in today?
Well, I think starting any business, my advice to them would be, I mean, I run a few businesses myself, and one of the things that I've realized is research, research, research. Any business that you do execute, essentially, it's vital that you know every opportunity that lies, all the competitors, any problems that you may face. And I think if you've done the right research about that business opportunity and you know it, you know, it makes sense from a business acumen perspective, then I think go for it. I think a lot of people I meet, you know, they go into a business just because they feel, okay, well, I've done a bit of research. Yep, you know, this person's making it this much money every year. I can do it. You don't know that. But equally well, I think on the contrary, a lot of entrepreneurs don't have the to-do attitude. You know, I've probably met more than 20,000 entrepreneurs in the last 15 years of my life. And I can tell you there are people who do very, very well in business. However, there are people who've just not had the right opportunity to be able to launch their business. And, you know, they're unfortunate. And then there are people who have been given the opportunity, but they've just not had the proactive attitude to launch it. So I think you need to be, you know, actionable. You need to have a sense of to-do attitude in business.
Well, Mr. Aslam, we certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and for the time spent and advice shared on behalf of Pearl Chartered Accountants. Where can listeners learn more about your firm and with multiple locations across London there, and also be in contact accordingly?
Absolutely. I mean, if you just search for Pearl Accountants, P-E-A-R-L Accountants, you'll see us. We've got 6 offices in London. You know, you've got our email address there, info@pearlaccountants.com, with a telephone number of 0208-582-0076. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got any questions about tax or accounting or just generally business growth, give us a call. We don't charge you for an initial consultation anyway. So, yeah, feel free to get in touch.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Aslam, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
You're welcome, Eric. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a lovely day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Shoaib Aslam, the co-founder of Pearl Chartered Accountants, a UK-based chartered accountancy firm that has multiple locations across London. They are experts in helping startups and established businesses with all aspects of growth, strategy, scaling up, accounting, and tax planning. And for all the details, simply visit pearlaccountants.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.